You want to go to the next item?
Yeah, I sure do. Approval of expenditures from the Saltwater Recreational Fishing Development Fund.
This is an agenda item that's about paying the bills. This is fairly unique. We've not had to do this in the past, but the state of the economy, the state of the state's budget, and in particular this agency's budget, presents us with no choice. We probably not aware of it, but the agency over the last few years has suffered budget cuts in the amount of nearly $4 million. Our budget over the years has had an allotment of $70,000 for the purchase and upkeep of the agency's computer systems, and yet the bill that we get from the agency that does all that work, VITA, is now in the order of $350,000. So, and we have not been successful with the General Assembly in getting increases to our budget to pay that bill. It still has to be paid. And the only place we can go to get that money is to the two funds, the two license funds that exist for the commercial and recreational fisheries. And so we want to do this in a fair way. We want to distribute those costs across those two funds. And you can see there in the evaluation how we propose to do it. For instance, the commercial fishing license department's computers should be kept up by money from the commercial license fund. That makes sense. Likewise, the saltwater fishing tournament, which is a recreational program, should be paid for out of the recreational license fund. And using that logic, then we would ask you to approve an expenditure of $73,760 from the commercial license fund and $24,325 from the recreational license fund to cover these costs. These will be ongoing annual expenses that will have to be met unless we are successful in convincing the General Assembly to increase our general fund allotment to pay the bill. And we are always negotiating with VITA about lowering our costs. And in fact, we've eliminated a number of computers in the agency to reduce our cost. There were cases where individuals had both a desktop and a laptop for purposes when they travel or take information home and work on it there. In that case, we've eliminated the desktop and just bought them a docking station so they can use their laptop when they're in the office and pull it apart, take it home with them, or take it to a meeting. And that's I want to say it's about a $7,000 cost per year for a desktop, which is kind of amazing. I won't go into that anymore. But I mean, that's how expensive this proposition is. We're doing our best to reduce the cost, but we still have these expenses to pay.
If these expenses were out of the general fund, out of the normal operating budget, y'all, it wouldn't be for y'all. Y'all wouldn't have to worry about it. But since it's money's out of the two funds, then that's why y'all are having to contend with this today. Mr. Fox?
Just a question. If our budget has been cut almost $4 million, what is our budget?
The budget runs, which Jane was here, after that period of time, about $14 million, I'm thinking.
I think the general fund portion of the budget is about $10 million a year, and the total budget's about $20 million, give or take.
Oh, you're asking the overall fund. Yeah. That's correct. I thought you meant, I'm thinking general fund.
And that's after the cut.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'll move the staff recommendation.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Anything else before the commission? Have a happy Thanksgiving. Meeting adjourned.